Sizofunda Ivangeli ngokuka Johane.
We'll read from the Gospel of John.
Sahluko sokuqala.
Chapter 1.
Kuze kube ivesi shiyakalumbili.
Till verse 8.
Ekuqaleni wayekhona ulizwi. Ulizwi wayekuNkulunkulu. Ulizwi wayenguNkulunkulu.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yena lo wayekhona ekuqaleni kuNkulunkulu.
He was with God in the beginning.
Konke kwavela ngaye, ngaphandle kwakhe akuvelanga lutho kukho konke okuvelileyo.
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
Ukuphila kwakukuye, ukuphila kwakungukukhanya kwabantu.
In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind.
Ukukhanya kukhanya ebumnyameni, kepha ubumnyama abuwamukelanga.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Kwavela umuntu ethunyiwe nguNkulunkulu igama lakhe linguJohane.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Lo wezela ubufakazi ukuba afakaze ngokukhanya ukuze bonke bakholwe ngaye.
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe.
Yena wayengesikho ukukhanya, kepha wayenguzofakaza ngokukhanya.
He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
Kwakungukukhanya oqinisileyo, ukukhanyisa wonke umuntu okwase kuza ezweni.
And in verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
Wayekhona ezweni izwe lavela ngaye, kepha izwe alimazanga.
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
Weza kokwakhe, abakhe abamamukelanga.
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
Kepha bonke abamamukelayo wabapha amandla ukuba babe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, labo abakholwe egameni lakhe.
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Abangazalwanga ngagazi nantando yenyama, nantando yendoda, kodwa bazalwa nguNkulunkulu.
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
Ulizwi waba yinyama, wakha phakathi kwethu, sabona inkazimulo yakhe. Inkazimulo njengeyozelwe yedwa kuyise, egcwele umusa neqiniso.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
UJohane wafakaza ngaye, wamemeza wathi, nguyena lo ebengisho ngaye ukuthi lo ozayo emva kwami uvelile phambi kwami, ngokuba wayekhona kuqala kunami.
John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'"
Ngokuba ekugcwaleni kwakhe, samukela sonke umusa phezu komusa.
Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given.
Ngokuba umthetho wanikezwa ngomusa, umusa neqiniso kwavela ngoJesu Kristu.
For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Akakho oke wabona uNkulunkulu indodana ezelwe yodwa esesifubeni sikayise iyona embonakalisile.
And in verse 18, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
Asigcine lapho le ndaba ikhuluma ngaye uJesu esezelwe engakazalwa engumdali wezinto zonke.
Here we read about the Lord Jesus after he was born, but we also read about him before he was born, and also as the creator of all things.
Thina sisanda ukuba nokhisimusi, sikhumbula ukuzalwa kwakhe.
We have recently celebrated Christmas and his birth.
Kodwa namhlanje ngithanda ukukhuluma ngokuzalwa kwakhe nje esibayeni, kodwa ngokuza kwakhe nangomsebenzi kwakhe lapha emhlabeni.
So today I don't want to focus on his birth in the stable, but about his coming and the purpose of his coming.
Kodwa ngingakaqhubeki ngingathanda ukubuza ukuthi njengokuba saba nokhisimusi, ukhisimusi kwaba yini kuwe? Njengokuba sesidlule kukhisimusi, ukhisimusi ubuyini kuwe? Noma kwaba yinto edlulayo nje, ukhisimusi udaleni kuwe?
But before I carry on, I would want to just ask this question. What did Christmas do to you and mean to you? Was it just a fleeting moment, a day in your life? Or did it do something? What has it done to you and what has it meant to you?
Khisimusi kwadalani kuwe, kwabeka isitembu yini kuwe enhlizweni yakho, kwasebenza yini kuwe? Noma kwafika kwadlula nje.
What did Christmas mean to you? Was it just something that came and went again, or has it left its mark in your life?
Kwaba yinto nje owayizwayo, yakucabangisa, wayifunda, yadlula yaphela. Indaba kaKhisimusi idaleni kuwe.
So what was Christmas to you? Was it something you just heard about, read about, and maybe thought a bit about, but then it passed? Or has it really done something in your life?
Umbuzo lo enginawo kinina nonke. UKhisimusi udaleni kinina? Uwenzeni kinina? Wafika wadlula nje noma kukhona okudalekile empilweni yakho?
So that's my question to you. Was Christmas just something that happened quickly and now you've forgotten about it? Or has it really done something deep in your life? Has something happened? Something that is there to stay?
Noma kwasuka kwasebenza kuwe, kwadaleka izinto empilweni yakho?
Or did it do something in your life? That something was created in you.
Noma kwaba nje ingane ifikile kwaphela khona lapho kwasha kwacima. Noma ukufika ukukaKhisimusi, ukufika komntwana kwaba khona okudalekayo kuwe, uze umangale, uthinteke ngaphakathi, kube khona okwenzekayo kuwe?
Did you just hear about Christ being born, or was that Christ child able to do something in your life, to create something in you which is brand new, something that has changed you?
Bekufanele ukuthi uKhisimusi kube khona okudalekayo kuwe, noma usesitolo, noma usesikoleni, noma laphi kuwe, awukwazi ukukhohlwa ikona. Kukhona okwenzekile kuwe, umangele ngale ndaba kaJesu.
Christmas should do something to you. Something should happen in your life. Whether you work in a shop, whether you're at school, wherever you are, Christmas should do something to you and change you.
khona okwenzekile empilweni yakho kwaguqula kwakushintsha kube khona umahluko.
Has something happened in your life regarding Christmas? Something that's changed you, that even you are amazed at what the Lord has done for you?
Uma kungenjalo, kusho ukuthi kwaba yizeleze kuwe. Akukusizanga ngalutho. Kwaba yindaba nje efikayo edlulayo.
If
kwangabikho okwenzekayo kuwe okuguqula impilo yakho.
If nothing like that happened in your life, then Christmas was in vain to you. You didn't benefit by it because nothing has changed in your life. It's just the same old story.
Uma sifunda lesisahluko engasifundayo. Isahluko eside. Amavesi amaningi. Angazi ukuthi uma wafunda, walalela, kwenzekani kuwe na.
Now, as we've read this portion of Scripture this morning, there's so much in it, so many different points. What does it do to you?
Ngalengane, kwa profeta ba profeti, abaningi, abayizinkulungwane, iminyaka, eminingi, eyadlula abaprofeti baye kuye, bafakaze ngaye.
Thousands of years before his coming, prophets were prophesying, and frequently they prophesied about this Christ child that was to come. Over and over they said, the Messiah is coming, he will come. Now what has that meant to you and what's it done to you? They prophesied that the Messiah would come, the Savior who would save the people from their sins. Now he has come. Has that happened in your life, which they prophesied? They prophesied. They prophesied that he would come and be a blessing to many nations, all the nations. Now tell me, you've just celebrated Christmas. Have you experienced that blessing or did it just bypass you?
Aba prophet ndulo ndulo bebeshu kuthi yeza uMessiah. Ngaye kuzosizakala umhlaba wonke. Ngithi ke wena usosizakele yini ngokufika kwakhe na?
Have you missed out on that blessing that we were promised? And the prophets, they said he would come, and through him the nations would be helped. Have you been helped?
Aba prophets bonke bebekhomba kuyo uMessiah.
The prophets
ukuthi mkhulu umsebenzi azowusebenza uzosuka asuse izono zezwe lonke kwenzekile kuwe noma cha.
The prophets pointed to him saying, the Messiah is coming who will save man from his sin. Now tell me, has that happened in your life?
He will save all manhood. If nothing has happened, what are you coming for? Just going to church? If his coming didn't do anything to you, what does he mean to you?
Uma ukufika kwakhe kungakusizanga ngalutho, pho kukusize ngani?
Kusho ukuthi nabo bonke abaprofethi, ababengabaprofethi ngempela, hayi uprofetha lokhu nje. Profetha ukuthi ingane yakho iyagula, iguliswa yilokhu. amazambanako antshontshwa yilo muntu. Cha, hlukanisa uprofetha nokubhula.
And so these prophets that were who are true prophets, they prophesied about his coming. Now these weren't just fortune tellers who just said this or said that. These were true prophets.
Bebeza ukuthi uJesu zene kuphi. Umbuzo ke ukuthi lokho abakholofathayo abakushoyo sekwenzekile yini empilweni yakho na.
So they proclaimed what the Messiah, what Jesus was coming to do. Now tell me, has that gone into fulfillment in your life?
Umbuzo ke lo okufanele ukuthi siubuze sithi ukuza kuka Jesu kudaleni kithina, ukhisimuzi udaleni kithina, kwenzekeni, kwabakhona okuguqulayo yini, kwabakhona okutshintshayo yini, kukhona yini okusho kwenzekayo. Ngoba kuningi abakushoyo abaprofeti ngaye lo msindisi.
So we have to ask ourselves that question. Has the coming of Christ, of that Christ child, made a difference in our lives? Has it made all things new? Have things changed in my life or not?
Has it changed your life? Did it do something to you or not? Ubu uvakasha nje izihlobo, ubu uhamba nje uthenga uswidi, ubuya esitolo nje ufuna izinto. Nginombuzo ukuthi lokhu okwakuprofethwa abaprofethi ndulo ndulwini kudaleke kudaleni kuwe.
Was this Christmas time just a time for you to visit friends and family, to go and buy gifts or sweets? Or did you experience at this Christmas time what the prophets proclaimed about the Christ child that he would do for us?
Kwahamba kwahamba ke be profeta aba profeti iminyaka ezinkulungwane ngezinkulungwane bekhuluma okukhulu okubani okubalulekile ngalo mntwana. Umbuzo ke wethu namhlanje, ngokuza kwalo mntwana kudalekeni kuwe na.
So for thousands of years before his coming, they were already proclaiming and prophesying what would happen and come about through this Christ child. Now look into your life to see whether that's really happened in your life too.
Noma waphekela indoda ukudla nje, wadla ukudla okumnandi nje.
Or did you just
uyizelezeke ukuza kwakhe?
Or did you just cook some nice food and have a nice Christmas dinner, you with your husband, your family? Well, if that was where it started and ended, then Christmas was in vain to you.
Hayike asikuyekeke lokho, angithi usubuzile.
I trust you have now gotten that point or not. Let's go now to the next point.
Ukuthi njengokuba kwathiwa uzozalwa, uzovela.
Now it was said that he would appear and be born.
Manje bebezobona ngani ukuthi nangu sefikile?
How would they recognize that now there he has now come?
Bebezo Paula ngani ukuthi na umntwana uzelwe uMaria? Babazi ngani ukuthi nangoke usefikile?
So
Paula ngani?
He would be born, Mary his mother, and their child would be born. But how, what was the sign that by which they would recognize that now it has happened? How did they recognize it? How would they recognize it? this is the Christ child, born of Mary. How would they see that this is him? This is the one.
Kufanele ukuthi sicabangisise kancane ukuthi babona ngoba kwazalwa ingane eziyinkulungwane emhlabeni mhlawumbe ingane ezingamamiliyoni baphawula ngani ukuthi uye lo onguKristu.
It should make one think, shouldn't it? When thousands, maybe millions of children are born, now how would they recognize that this is the Christ child? What would you have seen?
Maria.
How would you have seen it? That this is Mary and this is the child. Maybe would you have noticed Joseph? How would you have noticed that this is the Christ child? In fact, there are many things by which one could recognize it. The first point and sign was that he was a descendant of Abraham. And secondly, he was born in the city of David. All these things point to the fact that he is the Messiah. Another sign is that he was to be born of a virgin, someone who had no relations with a man. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. That was another sign. But how would you have recognized that? And even though he was to be born in Bethlehem, how would you recognize which one? There were many children born in Bethlehem. City of David. So, how do you and how would you have recognized it? How would you have found the Christ child? And known that this is the one born in the city of David in Bethlehem. And then, of course, at that time, quite suddenly, Caesar Augustus proclaimed that a census should be held throughout his empire. Would you have recognized it by that? That you would have maybe thought at that time, well, now this must be a sign that the Christ child will be born. I don't think we would have come onto that idea. And remember, it was a difficult time for them to travel. It was from Nazareth to Bethlehem, they had to travel 20 miles they had to travel, and it was at a difficult time in her life. Would one see by that that it's the Messiah or not? And to think that that heathen ruler at that time made this decree and this law that they should all be registered in their city of their birth, would you have read something into that at that time?
No, my goopy. Inkosi nje yasezweni. Inkosi yayinganamusa.
He was a heathen king, a heathen ruler, someone without mercy.
Kodwa wathi sekuyisi isikhathi. Watshelwa ubani, waboniswa ubani.
Yet he made that law at that time quite out of the blue. How would a heathen king have such an idea?
Ehleli edeskini lakhe, abhala imithetho, abhale nokunjalo. Ubani owakufakayo kuye lo moya na?
What drove this heathen king to sit there at his desk writing his different laws and decrees and then include this one at that specific time? Who told him?
Roma, ashaya umthetho ngomntwana osenazaretha ukuthi uMesiya uyozalwa.
He was there in Rome, far away. What drove him to make this law at that time?
Zonke lezinto bekufanele ukuthi zimnyakazise umuntu. Sicabangisise ukuthi hey, nazi imanga zezimanga. Akusiyo into ejwayelekileyo leyo. Bekufanele ukuba shaqeke.
All this should make us
ukuthi hawu kungenzeka kanjani into enjalo na.
All this should make us think. To think that such a thing is possible, that this heathen king makes such a law and it would have this impact at that specific time. It couldn't have just been a coincidence.
Yebit abelusi eBethlehem babangala bona ngoba bayibona inkanyezi.
The shepherds there in Bethlehem, they were amazed when they got that message.
Kuthi lapho beyibona zanyakaza izulu bekusebusuku kodwa kwakhanya ilanga lakhanya kube ngase kungathi kusemini.
That was an amazing experience for them. It was at night, it was dark, and suddenly heaven was moved and there was this bright light which shone all around them.
Akusekho umuntu ezulwini. Izingelosi zonke sezehlile ezulwini. Igidi ngegidi sezingelosi zehlile ngokwehla kwazo kwasa kwakhanya emhlabeni.
Even the hosts of angels in heaven couldn't contain themselves. They left heaven, they came down to proclaim this message, and this bright light shone around them.
Suge uJosepha le Nazareth, uMaria sekunzima, usezoya le. uMaria ubephelezelwe ubani? Owesifazane uma esekuleso simo.
So Joseph and Mary, who was pregnant at the time, left Nazareth to make this journey to Bethlehem. Now, would Mary have gone all on her own in her state?
O Josefa ube indoda yamadoda. Ayikho indoda la engingamfanisa noJosefa. Omunye umuntu lowo uMaria ubekholwa kodwa noJosefa wayekholwa. UNkulunkulu wambona, wamkhetha, wamdala ukuthi kube yena ozophelezela uMaria ahambe naye emini nasebusuku amise le eNazaretha.
And if you think of Joseph, Joseph was a special man. He was a real man, not just like anybody else. I don't even know whether I know of anyone I could compare him with. There he was. If you think of Mary, she was a true believer, but so was Joseph, who then, on the Lord's instruction, went with her day and night, traveling to go to Bethlehem.
Ukuthi igama lakhe lizoba uJesu, uzoba uKristu, uzosindisa umhlaba.
And Joseph was in contact with God, and God could reveal his mysteries to him. And God could reveal to him that this was a very special child, the Christ child, the Savior, and who would save the people from their sin.
Akachithanga sikhathi, washesha wahamba.
And Joseph didn't waste time in carrying out the Lord's instruction. He was an amazing man. Tell me, men, is there anyone here that is like Joseph?
Wamthatha uMaria. Umakhothi wakhe wahamba naye.
So he took Mary, his wife, and traveled with her.
Asazi ukuthi bahamba kanjani.
We don't know how they did it.
Noma bahamba ngenyawo.
Whether they went on foot.
Noma ubemgibelise embongolweni.
Or whether she rode on a donkey.
Kodwa siyazi ukuthi uJosefa wamphatha kahle, wamkhumba, waze wamyisa khona baze bafike eBethlehem.
But we know that Joseph tried his best and he got her there safely.
Isigcino baze bafika khona eBethlehem.
And they eventually arrived in Bethlehem.
Wafika nomsindisi wezwe.
And there came the Savior of this world.
Nasi simanga salo mtwana esasi polofethelwa abaprofeti ndulo ndulo yafika kodwa ayikho ndawo alike hotela alike bed and breakfast akuluto ayikho ndawo. Melo kuthi bayiphi bayespayini.
And here the Christ child, the Son of God, was to be born, but when they got there was no place for them. There was no hotel, no B&B, no one had any room for him, so they ended up in a stable.
Bempofu.
They were poor.
Bengenazi izinto.
They didn't have earthly possessions.
Kodwa uJosefa wamngenisa khona esibayeni sembuzi nezimvu nenkomo, yena lo oyinkosi yamakhosi, yena umdali wezulu nomhlaba. Njengokuba safunda la kuJohane, konke okudaliweyo kwadalwa ngaye, kwadalwa wuye futhi kukhona ngaye. Ngisho ukukhanya kukhona, kukhona ngaye.
And all they found was this stable. There among the sheep, the goats, the cattle, that's where the King of Kings, the Son of God, the Creator, as we've read here, the Creator of all things were created through Him, by Him, for Him. And light, He Himself is the light of the world.
umkhulu yena akekho njengaye uyena owabasekhona wabakhona ekuqaleni kungakabikho lutho konke kwadalwa ngaye uJesu lo kodwa namhla simfice phi esibayeni emkhombeni wenkomo thathwa utshani faka utshani alaliswe khona la kudla khona imbongolo nenkomo ulaliswa khona umntwana.
And then we think that who he really was and really is, how great he is, no one greater than he is, yet here he was there in that manger, there where the donkeys and the cattle eat their food. That's why I ask what Jesus means to you, or does he mean absolutely nothing to you? God, the creator of heaven and earth, the Word, he is the Word, and he is eternal, and yet here we find him, the Almighty, omnipotent, and lying in this manger. I remember Reverend Nicholas
Bengu.
Reverend Bengu, someone I had huge respect for, he's passed away now. He was once traveling with his wife, who was pregnant.
I think maybe he's one out of many who could preach like him. In his London he preached, it didn't take long, there were 3,000 that believed. Then he went to another place and then 7,000 believed. And then a white man came, and within a few days, everything was lost again.
Ikhumbulo ubaba uBengu eshumayela lapha eLondon ngosuku lodwa ngesikhathi sincane kwaphenduka abantu abayizinkulungwane zintathu emva kwalokho ekwenye indawo 7,000 waphendukayo kodwa emva kwalokho kwafika omunye omhlophe eduze nje kwafa wonke umsebenzi.
That's something we've got to ask ourselves, we whites. What kind of missionaries are we?
Thina bamhlophe sidinga ukuthi sizibuze ukuthi singama missionary anjani thina.
Bafika kwenye indawo, mabefika kwenye indawo yagula ingane.
And so they got to a certain place and their child got sick.
Akho dokotela.
There's no doctor.
Akho nurse.
No nurse.
Uyedwa no Maria wakhe nomngakhe.
He was alone there with his wife. And the child just got more and more ill. And they couldn't help the child anymore. Eventually the child died. And while they were traveling along the road, the child died. He found a spade nearby. He dug a grave next to the roadside and buried his child there in a blanket. And he said to his wife, "My wife, we can't turn back. We need to go forward to go and preach the gospel." one understands how why God used men like that.
Akhona madoda noma eyindlala kodwa akhona manya phuphile kodwa khona manye angamadoda impela.
Many men really are just washouts, but they are few, though they are scarce, but men who are real men.
Beqhubeka, behamba, beqhubi indaba kaNkulunkulu.
So they continued proclaiming the gospel.
Bebengenalutho.
They had nothing.
Bebengenalishit.
Not even a sheet.
Kwasefika abantu, yabazi laba bantu abantshontsha izinto. Bese basuka bayidayise ship angithi nyabazi tholi ilokhuza iwashe lishibhile ngesihlanu sosheleni.
But then one day people came past and they were selling things. You know these people, they go around selling things and they sell them very cheap. Why? Because they've stolen them.
Imali ibingekho, bekhona imali encane nje. Ebona lo muntu ehamba eqhuba ibhayisikili lakhe ehamba ngengubo zokulala wayesethi kumkakhe, hey, uyabona lezi ngubo, ingubo ezinhle eziyikhwalithi, uyabona nje zakhiwe eJalimani. Wabuzwa kwathi malini.
So one day someone came past on a bicycle and he offered them some sheets. These were very good quality sheets and they noticed that they were from Germany. They didn't have much money, but they noticed they had enough money to afford paying for these sheets.
Ngalelo shiti kubande endleleni khona la iningizimu Afrika.
So they hadn't had any sheets. They just had this one blanket. That's all they had. And often it was also cold at night. It was here in South Africa.
Umngakho bekholwa njengaye baguga bathi uNkulunkulu sicelile iBhayibheli siyacela uNkulunkulu sebenze ngomoya wakho ongcwele. Thulula umoya wakho Nkosi. Nyakazisa umhlaba Nkosi.
And so after that they were praying together. His wife was also a strong believer and they prayed together and said, Lord, send us revival. We need revival.
Uma bethandaza uthi wakhumbula ukuthi konje ngathenga amashita amabili. Kulomuntu odayisa izinto hamba bangena esitolo bathatha izinto uma sebehambile bayidayisa ship.
And while he was praying and they were praying, suddenly he was reminded of these sheets which he had bought on the black market, things that had been shoplifted or stolen and therefore were being sold at such a discount.
But awu vele siyahlupheka asinalutho wathatha lo leyo mali encane wayikhipha ephukhwini waya kulo muntu wathi malini ngiyathanda ukuthi ngiyithenge lezi ngubo embili.
And he took the money he had and he felt, well, we don't have much, so maybe it's okay if I buy these sheets.
Wayithenga.
And he bought them.
Uma esethengile wenzala umbhede ngawo.
So thereafter they could use these sheets and made up their bed.
Uma sebenzala umbhede ebusuku belala umoya ongcwele wakhuluma wathi, hey, lamashiti lezingubo zokulala usitholephi usithengephi.
And so there, as they were there in their room, and on these sheets, the Holy Spirit convicted him and said, these sheets, where do they come from? And And he tried to reason his way through this process and say, well, it was just this man driving past and I just bought them innocently off him. But then the Holy Spirit continued and said, yes, but where did that man get them from? Then he said, Lord, to be honest, I'm sure he must have stolen them from a shop. And then the Holy Spirit convicted him. He said, you have prayed for revival, that the Holy Spirit should work, and you think God can work when you have such a thing in your home, in your possession? He got up. He then eventually got up, took those sheets, took them outside while his wife was asleep. He took some matches and he set them alight. He took them outside and set them alight. And he said the next morning, when he looked outside, the sheets were still smoldering. He says you could see that they were real good German quality. When his wife asked him where the sheets were, he explained to her. He says, no, God convicted me. I realized I can't enter heaven living with these things that have been stolen. So he... But he says, after he had done that, God started working. Revival started. God started working through his Holy Spirit. And then he said he realized anew that God's Spirit is the Holy, Holy, Holy Spirit. So Mary and Joseph were also poor people. They didn't have much, and so they had to go and stay in that stable. There was no other room for them.
But swelling down, but at home, when home, but at home, Ukana opo mile, Bamzale, Yazalingane, Yabeba Kona, Ingane Nane Zenwe, Ibekwe Kona, Utesua Bekwa Kona, Gitele, when Atobazana, now a Makoti, now a Mama. Lomtwana uthini kuwe uzwani ngalomntwana nithini ngomntwana onjena.
So the Christ child had to be laid there in the manger. on that straw, that hard straw, this newborn baby. Tell me, what do you feel for this Christ child? What does he mean to you?
Angas ukuthi lento ithini kuwe sifake Christmas tree faka amablomi sifake izinto ezibukeka kahle hayi uJesu akazalelwanga endaweni enjalo.
Today we celebrate Christmas. We have beautiful Christmas scenes, a wonderful tree, all decorated, but Jesus wasn't born in a place like that.
Ingane yabekwa khona. Bayisonga, bayisonga, bayisonga. Abelusi uma befika kukhanye ba. Bengena, bamfika umntwana elele endaweni enjalo emkhombeni wenkomo.
So the Christ child was born, and they wrapped him up in those cloths and laid him in the manger. And that's where the shepherds found him after they had seen that bright light and the angels had brought them that wonderful news.
Yamangalisa leyo ndaba ukuzalwa kwenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
The birth of our Lord Jesus is a wonderful story.
O Christu, umsindisi wethu.
Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, born, but born in such circumstances.
They came from house to house. Sisugem kuleli kaya. Singena kulelo kaya. Siyabaxoxela esibonile. Siyabaxoxela ngendaba isimanga. Ingane enjalo.
And so the shepherds, after they had heard and seen, they went and they did what the choir sang about earlier on, singing about going from house to house, because one cannot keep silent. You go and share this wonderful story with others.
Indaba kaJesu akusiyo indaba encane. Bekufanele kube indaba esithintayo sonke, esinyakazisayo. Sikhohlwe yonke into, ukhohlwe nengane zakho. Khumbule lowo mntwana waseBhethlehema, wadala izulu nomhlaba, wazalelwa endaweni empofu.
The story of Jesus is something too wonderful to describe or to explain. To think that He, the Creator of heaven and earth, came into this world for us and did all that for us. So wonderful, you should forget everything. It should move you into action. Forget even your family, your children, everything else, because of Him. It's a wonderful story. It's something that should change our lives. There's a girl that grew up in a Christian home. But she was often convicted about the life that she lived, how she spoke and how she acted, even towards her siblings, and always fighting and having a go at one another.
Beya naye atule alalele intumayelo kodwa kungekho ophakathi kwakhe okumthintayo.
She grew up in this Christian home. Her parents were Christians. They went to church. She went along. She also went to church. She even sang along in the church. But it did nothing to her within. It meant nothing to her. It meant something to the parents.
Kodwa ingane
But to her it didn't mean anything. But her mother was a real believer.
And
the mother always tried to win this daughter for the Lord, always teaching her the right way, telling her what she should do and shouldn't do. But like some children, they're not interested. They even go to church, however, but in church they're just thinking of boys or about girls. She also just went with her friends and they joked together and just did their own thing. Jesus meant nothing to her. She just wanted to be with her friends, and then she always was in contact with her friends via her cell phone. Yes, there will be many children in hell one day because of cell phones. But then one day this girl became very sick, had a high fever. Her temperature was so high, the doctors tried everything with injections and with other medication. Nothing could get this temperature down. They eventually realized that she was staring death in the face. They realized they couldn't help her anymore. Eventually the father said to the mother, "Do you realize how sick she is?" And then it was as if the child fell into a sleep, but you could see the anguish on her face in that condition.
Mama, it was an English-speaking child. Mother, what is Ezekiel 7, verse 8 and 9?
But then she suddenly spoke up and asked her mother those words.
Her mother said, "What do you mean, my dear?" She replied that she had a most vivid dream. She thought there was a presence in the room who very solemnly said to her, "Read Ezekiel 7, verse 8 and 9.
Wathi mama usho awungitshena ukuthi Ezekiel 7 verse 8 no 9 kubhalweni khona ngoba khona iphimbe engizwayo khona umuntu ongitshena ukuthi angofunda lama verse.
Unina wathi ngazi mntanami.
The mother said, "I don't know what those verses say."
Yabuya yathi, "Aw kodwa mntanami uthini?" And the mother said, "What are you aiming at, my child?" Waphendula wathi.
And she answered and said,
"I had a terrible dream." And it was as if there was a presence in the room. Wathi mama ngiyacela ngifundele ukuthi uHezekiel 7, verse 8, no 9.
And she said, Mother, please could you read Ezekiel 7, verse 8 and 9 to me?
Unina watata ipaipele walvula.
The mother took a Bible and opened it.
Walvula kuhesekili isahluko 7, verse 8, no 9.
And opened to Ezekiel 7, verse 8 and 9.
Unina waisekuluma efunda.
And the mother started reading for the daughter to hear.
Manje, sengiyakuthulula masinyane ukufutheka kwami phezu kwakho. Ngifeze intukuthelo yami kuwe. Ngikwahlulele ngezindlela zakho.
I am about to pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices.
Iso lami alikukuhawukela kingabi nabubele ngehlisele phezu kwakho njengezindlela zakho eziyisinengiso zakho zibe phakathi kwakho. Nazi ukuthi mina Jehova ngiyashaya.
I will not look on you with pity. I will not spare you. I will repay you for your conduct, for the detestable practices among you. Then you will know that it is I, the Lord, who strikes you.
Ingane ke leyo yafa kanjalo. Intukuthelo ulaka likaNkulunkulu seliphezu kwakhe.
And that's how this girl died. With God's
wrath. Ibihambe esikoleni inabangani bayo.
She had gone to school with her friends.
Nabafani bayo.
And her boyfriends.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi namhla ulaka lwami.
That the day came when the Lord said, now my wrath is coming down upon you. In the 1800s.
Oh, Mr. Boyle. Oh, why? Mpatisalo. Womsangano. Omubi. Ibizwa ngokuthi umsangano wesifoko. Hell Club.
Mr. Boyle, who at that time was the chairman of the Hell Club. One night he woke up.
He
had a dream where he was riding a black horse. And he was on his way home. Remember, in those days, there were no cars yet. As he was riding home, it was as if someone suddenly took hold of the reins of his horse.
Why shake you? You must go with me now.
And then he was told, you must go with me now.
Who, Mr. Boyle? Wazama ngamandla onke ukubamba amatomu.
Mr. Boyle tried with all his might to gain control again of those reins.
Engaboni ukuthi ubani.
Because he couldn't see who had taken hold of them.
Ihashi belikhala.
And the horse
made a noise. And then Mr. Boyle said to this man, unseen man, where are you taking me?
Uboyle wathi kulendoda noma ngayiboni. Wathi kuyona, ungisaphi?
Iphimbo lele libandayo. Lathi, I'm taking you to hell.
And that cold voice replied, I'm taking you to hell.
Uthi, umsindo awuzwayo. Gabangan bakhe bemzungezile
And he says he could hear the noise of all his friends surrounding him, but it was a terrible noise. Because they had been with him in this Hell's Club, and they were doing exactly what he was doing. All of a sudden he saw a lady who was playing on her musical instrument, singing her own songs.
And he thought, he must be in a pleasurable place after all.
I said, how? Kushutilenda wengi yegwiona ayingconywana kanti.
Why khuluma kule ntombazana eyayidlala imusic le esile efakwa la nala.
And then he asked this lady who was playing this music. It's a type of music that many people listen to via their earphones.
Why said he, usungisaphi? Get music, yeah, for now.
But then he said, well, where are you taking me with your music? And he said, well, please just let me go.
All right, I'll let you go today. Namhla zokutetele. Kodwa sizobuya sihlangane bese ngingaphindi ngikutetele.
She said, okay, I'll let you go today, but we'll meet again, and then I won't let you go again.
Why said uzobonana nini?
And then he said, well, when will we see each other again?
Oh, Mr. Boyle, wapapa.
And that's when Mr. Boyle awoke.
Ubengathi lamazi ayamshisa njengomlilo njengentsimbi eshisayo.
These words he had heard burned him within.
And then, despite a resolution never to attend the Hell Club again, why said Numa, Chuku, Etikagan Pin, the Mishangana Nalekla for Yeskoko, Kotanoko, Aratolangu Kumbula, El Upumula.
Yet he didn't find any peace.
Unembeza wakhe umhlupha njalo ngekusasa lakhe.
His conscience always troubled him about his future.
Kodwa ofrende bakhe bamfosa bamphoka bathi woza. What am sai? Am sai emhlanganweni wesigogo. Bamphoka bamcindezela.
But his friends worked at him and worked at it to get him back and said he should come back into the Hell's Club and come and attend there again. He refused initially, but eventually he gave in and went with them.
Wahamba, wayemhlanganweni, kanti beku unyaka onezinsuku ezingaphezu.
Now that was during a leap year. So he went to their meeting, and thereafter they closed the place and he got onto his horse.
The next morning, just a few yards away, they found the corpse of Mr. Boyle.
Batolis Dumbo Salo Mr. Boyle.
Waba sona skati, waba lonu sugu, lapo, itemoni, limke lubuti, nizobuye nikulande.
So it was on the same day as that demon had told him that I will fetch you again.
This happened on the 18th century.
Kwenzeka kule yamnyaka, 1800.
Wafakabi
He died a terrible death, and so did that girl. How will you die?
UJesu lo ongulizwi owazalelwa khona esitemelweni samahashi nenkomo ngenxa yakhe usazohlangana naye usuku lwakho luseza.
Jesus, who is the Word and who came to this earth, was born in a stable. You will one day have to stand before him. Do you hear what he says? Let us stand. Have you heard the story of Jesus?
Just
lift your hand if you've heard. Have you heard what the Lord has said? You can drop your hands. Your day to die is also coming. Are you prepared for it? Let us bow our heads. Lord, your story is wonderful. You were born there in the stable. When no one knew, the angels came down from heaven and brought that light into this world. We've heard of people who didn't take any regard to your coming into this world. They despised it, but we heard what their end was like. We know that every one of us will still have to die. We don't know how, whether they'll be found on that black horse or whether they will just be found as a corpse along the roadside.
Amen.
Amen.